Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 470. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from Matthew Sweet. That one's called Electric Guitar, and it's on his new album, Wicked System of Things, that came out on Record Store Day, November 23rd this year, on his own Honeycomb Hideout label. That was my lone Record Store Day purchase this year. It is an album that was originally written to be recorded with members of Cheap Trick, but that never really panned out, so he just recorded it with his normal crew. It is a good album. It's very solid. It sounds a lot like Power Pop, a lot like Matthew Sweet, a lot like 1993, and those are all very good things in my book. That track there, also a very good thing in my book. Anyway, music for you this week, and lots of guitars featuring all through the podcast. You're going to feel like the good old days here. Let's continue on. This is a track from Lawrence's The Racketees, The Wreck of the F. Scott Fitzgerald.
She was the kind of girl who liked to fuck on slabs in cemeteries.
Hello, welcome back to Too Much Rock Podcast number 470. We just heard from Gino and the Goons from Tampa, Florida. That song is called Wrong Side of a Cigarette, and it's on the new four-song EP, She Was Crushed, which came out earlier this fall, October 5th, on Slovenly Records. It is a very sleazy record, 1976 New York sort of record, very Ramones, very New York Dolls, and just perfect in my eyes. If you don't agree, well, find yourself another podcast, because that's what we're all about here. Before that, we heard from Dave Smalley and the Bandoleros. That track was called Join the Outsiders, and it's the title track of the new album that just came out November 27th on Little Rocket Records. Of course, you're familiar with Dave Smalley from All and Down by Law, and most importantly, Dag Nasty, at least to me, most importantly. And that track right there definitely reminds me of his best work. I'm not sure how many projects he has going on right now. I think there was another side project I played earlier this year. This one I like the best, and boy, does it bring back memories. And then we started things off with the Racketees. The track is called The Wreck of the F. Scott Fitzgerald, and it's on a 4-track 7-inch called With Doer. I think the band put that out themselves just a few weeks ago, November 19th. They're based out of Lawrence, Kansas. You hear from that song, Growing Up is Hard to Do, but you don't have to here. You just keep listening to music like this your entire life. That's what's going to work for me. Anyway, I guess I should let you know the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I'll make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. I'm going to visit with an old friend here. This is Art Brut. The track is Hospital.
Unstoppable.
When he gets out of the hospital, he's gonna be unstoppable.
I'm gonna drink plenty of water and eat my greens.
He's gonna join the straight edge scene.
Hospital's not the place to be, is what I've been learning. So tattooed crosses on both my hands. Hospital's not the place to be, is what I've been learning. So strip the bed and burn the sheets. I'm not returning. When I get out of the hospital, I'm never going back at all. Stay away from drink and drugs.
He's gonna be a little
sensor. Hospital's not the place to be, is what I've been learning. So tattoo crosses on both my hands. I'm not returning. Hospital's not the place to be, is what I've been learning. When you go booze mental, remember water's boring, but essential. They tried to make me go to rehab, and I said, that's probably a very good idea. When I get out of the hospital, when I get out
just indie pop there, isn't it? That is Chorus Girl with the track No Goodbye. That's on the album Shimmer and Spin, which came out November 16th on Reckless Yes Records, band out of London in the UK. Also out of London, Art Brut. The track I played was called Hospital. It's on the album Wham, Bang, Pow, Let's Rock Out, which came out November 23rd on Alcopop Records. Been a while since I visited with that band. It's been a little while since they put a record out as well, I guess. And I'm happy to say that this one is just as wonderful as their early work. Evidently, coming out of rehab, it was very helpful to Mr. Eddie Art Brut. I guess I should wrap things up now, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 470. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, such as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, things coming up. The big three-show Hooligan Holiday coming up with Slapshot at the Record Bar on the 7th, Hepcat the 8th at the Uptown, and Sick of It All the 9th at the Madrid. On the 14th, you got the Sluts playing a really good bill. I forget who else they're playing with, but it's a really good bill at the Riot Room. On the 21st, Hillary Watts Riot are playing their very final show at the Rhino, or Radkey is playing at the Record Bar. The 27th, there's that tribute to New Order happening at Record Bar. I showed up last year and it was really, really good. On the 31st, spend your New Year's Eve with Murder by Death at Record Bar. And looking into January, the Bralettes are playing a show at the Riot Room on the 2nd. On the 10th, Sheer Terror is playing at the Record Bar. On the 11th is William Elliott Whitmore at the Record Bar. 14th, Insopherum at the Riot Room. And then 18th and 19th, that Bowie tribute is happening at Record Bar, the band that fell to earth. I've seen that a couple of times, and if you haven't, you should go. It's a very, very good night. Looking at the website, not much has happened on there. I've got a whole show that I'm supposed to be posting about, but I have not, so I need to get around to that. But I'll get to it someday. Until then, you're just going to listen to some music and enjoy things here. I got one track left for you. It's by Daniel Romano. He has a new album out called Finally Free. It just came out November 30th on New West Records. It is his third album of the year. He's a very busy man. Track I'm going to play is called Empty Husk. I like this one best. It's got a nice guitar explosion at the end that you're going to wait for, and it's totally going to be worth the payoff. But the rest of the album, I don't know. Get lots of mysticism, lots of new age, lots of kind of Donovan feel. I don't know. Just not working for me a whole lot, which is sad because I think he writes some of the most fantastic songs. But like I said, stick around for this one. The payoff, totally worth it. Anyway, one track left for you. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Serpent's ruptured wrap, they finger at the monarch with a reproduction blush. Oh, but I can hardly see them where their saintly diadem. I implore my preservation deep inside the empty house. And I am not afraid, no mirror, I am not afraid. Molecules of time have cast the sunshine to the shade. I am not afraid, no mirror, I am not afraid. There'll be truth blooms in the willows in the morning. So the mirror poets laugh from the serpent's ruptured wrath. They finger at the monarch with a reproduction brush. Oh, but I can hardly see them with their saintly diadem. I implore my preservation deep within the empty hearts. And I won't be denied, no mirror, I won't be denied. The bending limbs reaching trims allow us to survive. I won't be denied, no mirror, I won't. of time have cast their sunshine to the shade. I am not afraid, no mirror. I am not afraid. There'll be truth blooms in the willows in the morning.